And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. The Louisiana Crossroads continues as the city of Lake Charles presents Little Band of Gold Swamp Pop Christmas Concert this evening at 7 o'clock at Central School Theater on Kirby Street. Tickets are available through louisianacrossroads.org or can be purchased at the Arts and Humanities Council of Southwest Louisiana. That's tonight, 7 o'clock in Lake Charles. The Swamp Pop Christmas Concert is a part of Louisiana Crossroads continues Thursday and Friday here in Lafayette at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. You can get tickets through Louisiana Crossroads or by calling the ACA and reserving your tickets for either Thursday or Friday evening. On Thursday, there will be a public forum sponsored by the Lafayette League of Women Voters and the Sierra Club. The public forum is entitled Powering Lafayette's Electrical Future and will include a discussion of recently proposed expenditures energy future and possible alternatives in our future. So all ideas are invited. People are invited. It's a free public forum. The guest speaker will be Simon Mahan, who is the renewable energy manager with the Southern Alliance for Clean Energy. That will be tomorrow evening, December 6th, 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the South Regional Library in Lafayette on Johnston Street. The Hub City Theater and Storytelling Festival will open tomorrow evening at Cité des Arts. It will include plays, storytelling, readings, original work, street performances, workshops, and panels. There will be panels and workshops for writers, directors, actors, storytellers, teachers, parents, and students. For more information, you can contact Cité des Arts or go to their website, citedesarts.org. They have a copy of the schedule, and you can purchase tickets there as well. Firelight Performing Arts will present Scrooge the Musical opening Thursday, December 6th. That's tomorrow evening. They will be performing the play, Scrooge the Musical, in UL Lafayette's Burke Hall Theater. The play will run through Sunday, December 9th. There will be matinees on the 8th and 9th. For more information or tickets, you can call 337-962-0306 or search for Firelight Performing Arts. The Tea Sippers, a local youth theater group, continues its run of The Effects of Gamma Rays on Man in the Moon Marigolds. Their run will continue this weekend, Friday and Saturday evenings at Cité des Arts. Tickets will be available at the door or through Cité's website. Also this weekend at Cité, there will be performances of the play Through Thick or Thin, an original play by Trina Tappo, and it will run this weekend and next weekend as well. At Cité, you can find out more about those performances. This weekend is Second Saturday Art Walk in downtown Lafayette. Lots of galleries will be open with some returning exhibits and some new exhibits. Tomorrow, we'll be speaking with Mary Bate, curator of the Acadiana Center for the Arts, along with artist collector Giuliano Cesari about his exhibit in the main gallery at the ACA. So that's this weekend on Saturday, Second Saturday Art Walk. Of course, that's from around 6 to 8. Some people extend it from 5 to 9. Depending upon the gallery. This weekend, The Nutcracker will be performed in the Hyman Performing Arts Center by Lafayette Ballet Theater. Tickets are available through the Hyman Center box office or Ticketmaster. The Cane Fire film series continues this weekend, this Saturday, with Michel Ocelot's Tales of the Night. That will be at the Light Center this Saturday, December 8th at 7:30. Tickets are available at the door of the Light Center. Again, the film will be at 7:30. And the Lafayette Concert Band will perform their Christmas Traditions concert this coming Sunday, 3:30, in the Ducray Gilfrey Auditorium of Angel Hall. All are invited, 3:30. Tickets will be available at the door. Also on Sunday at Vermilionville, Bal de Dimanche with John and Jane Vidrine. They'll be performing